Lee Hyphen Radio Show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And joining us for part of this hour is Don Wiskin of Extendovite. And as you're probably well aware by now, Extendovite is a major supporter of Republic Broadcasting, of getting the message out. And so from time to time, we like to have him on the show to talk about issues related to health, concerns for health. And Don, welcome to the show. Don, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, there you are. My goodness, I was going to say that a meteor hit you or something like that. Anyway,
well,
welcome to the show, and what's the latest news from your part of the universe?
Well, actually, my wife was on the phone today taking an order from a couple, and she said her husband takes it every day. He doesn't even need to be encouraged because it helps to keep the edema down in his legs. And until he can actually start getting out there and help to walk to get that water off of his legs, he's quite pleased with the progress that he's been getting from it. So, you know, it's always nice to hear positive things from people when they call up and say, hey, it's helping me with this, or it's helping me with that, or I'm able to do things I couldn't do.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Of course, you know, you sent me a sample of it, and I'm taking it every day right now. And about the same time I got that, I embarked on a sort of a health kick for myself. I'm not doing anywhere near the bad habits I used to do. I'm changing my diet, and I'm down about almost 10 pounds from the start of this little program, mostly because of, you know, I lost some family members this last year, and I'm getting OLDER. We're basically about a month away from my 60th birthday, and I'm not having a very, very good time about that. I have the same birthday as Michael Jackson, but, you know, I can't dance, and I don't chase little boys, which I guess destroys the whole theory of astrology right there. But, you know, I'm taking the Extendovite mostly out of concern of what it's able to do to chelate certain materials that accumulate in your body from all of this junk that is in our corporate food. I don't know if you were paying attention over this last week, but we got this story where it's now determined that sugary soft drinks, and yes, as a child, I drank lots and lots of them, and then I switched to the diet version, which turned out to be even worse for you. But they're saying basically if you're drinking a lot of sugary drinks, the problem is not just the added calories from all the sugar, but it will literally train your muscles to fuel themselves on sugar rather than on your fat. And so not only do the sugary drinks make you heavier, they make it harder for your body to lose that weight when you decide you're going to get off. Now, obviously, this issue of metabolism, you know, how do we get the body to go back to preferentially going after the fat tissues for its fuel to operate? I know the brain needs sugar to operate and so forth, but with regard to this retraining the body's metabolism, I mean, how is Extendovite going to fit into that kind of chemical paradigm?
Well, you know, Extendovite isn't really going to retrain your body. You need to retrain your body. I'd like to say it's diet, exercise, and Extendovite. But sometimes for people, they need the Extendovite in order to be able to get out and exercise. But, you know, I did go through a little bit of a bout with sugar myself, and there was a time that I couldn't quench my thirst. I had to drink and drink and drink more of these sugary drinks.
Yes.
And my doctor said to me, try water. I started drinking water, the sugar desire went away, and in no time at all, my sugar problem started to disappear. Of course, I had to lose a few pounds as well. But once I got down to, with the BMI, once I got back into, like, just the overweight category, because I'm a big guy, and, you know, I was 248 when I had my heart attack at,
Okay, we got to take a break. I'm sorry to cut you off. We got to take a break for commercials. Hold that thought. I want to come back to that exact point after these words from our sponsors.
Answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stone's throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots. County road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Don Wiskin of ExtendoVite. And, Don, you were sharing with us, I guess you might call it your own health epiphany. And it sounds an awful lot like, you know, what I went through as well. So can you sort of pick up the story from there?
Sure. Michael, we do have to take responsibility for our own health. I mean, my doctor is a very good doctor. I'm in Canada. We have health care. You know, my doctor likes to see me as often as I will go to see him, because I don't like to go see him very often. But there's only so much that they can do for us, and the rest of it we pretty well have to do ourselves. So we know that sugary drinks aren't good for you. We know that eating too much snack foods aren't good for us. But for some reason...
Well, we know that now. But, you know, let's also understand that when you're a small child growing up and you're playing and you're going to school and you're watching TV... You know, when these kids who are drinking these sugary sodas and these snack foods, they think it's the right thing to do because that's what the TV has told them. And they don't understand until they get a little long later in life, you know, that maybe the TV was full of it, especially in our country where the majority of families, both parents are working. They're not there at home to tell the kid that's really not a good thing for you to be putting in your mouth. And so I know we need to take personal responsibility for the choices we make in our life, but at the same time, we're making those choices on the basis of information that we are being presented to by corporate media, by our schools, by the doctors. We understand now that sometimes that information isn't really accurate. It's basically there to serve somebody's profit motive. So, yes, we're responsible for our own lives, but at the same time, we also have to criticize those institutions that are giving us incorrect facts on which we try and base those decisions and choices.
Absolutely. I agree 100%. As I've said before, when, you know, when I was like 42 years old, when I had that heart attack, I was driving around in a roofing company. I was going to fast food outlets. I thought they were safe to eat. I never really paid much attention to it because I thought, you know, the government was looking out for me. And I found out when I had a heart attack that nobody's looking out for me. I'm looking out for myself. And that's, you know, that's the way it is nowadays. But we are learning. We are learning that we can't do certain things and that we have to look out for ourselves. Extendivite is seven herbs that help people to maintain that health. But, you know, it's not like a magic bullet. You can't just take it. Well, some people take it and it works. Some people, it's a combination of things. Like I said, diet, exercise, and extendivite. But for some people, they need the extendivite to be able to exercise. But diet is very important, and as we know from our last conversation, you're not always getting all the nutrients you think you are from the food that you're eating. So we need the supplement more than ever.
Well, I want to get back to what you said about needing the extendivite to get back to exercise, because you mentioned something that I was not aware before regarding reduction of edema. Last time you were on the show, we talked about chelation of toxic materials from your body, and that's very, very important, especially with the food corporations we have here in the United States of America. I don't know what the situation is in Canada. I know that Canada, like the United States, does not allow food to be labeled if it contains GMO content, which is the exact reverse of the situation over in Europe, where anything with GMO content has to be given a warning label. So we know that we're talking about chelating materials out of the body. You're talking about it helps to reduce edema. You know, what are some of the other things here that maybe we haven't talked about before?
Well, I can't really say that we haven't talked about it before, because I've mentioned, you know, the fact that some people were waiting for a carpal tunnel operation on their hands, and it turned out once we improved their circulation, they didn't have to have that operation anymore. I've had people with hip pain waiting for hip operations on a lot of medication. Once we improved their circulation, they weren't taking as much medication for their hip pain. It seemed to subside, and, you know, their doctors couldn't explain it. There are so many things that happen as a side benefit of this, other than, you know, cleaning out the arteries and strengthening the heart and giving you more energy and boosting your natural immune system. Because these are all very, very important things that work for us, and we need to be doing those kind of things. But we forgot, you know, what our grandmothers, you know, the old wives' tales and things, and we forgot what even they had to say about keeping ourselves healthy and doing cleanses. Nobody cleanses anymore.
Yeah,
I
remember a lot.
They were supposed to cleanse.
I remember a lot of the stuff I used to read in the original Farmer's Almanac, and you say, does this really work? And you find out it does. And the reason it's not in the modern society is they can't make money off of it. I think I mentioned before, I used to have this antique book on herbal medicines. It was printed in 1820-something, and I donated it to a museum. But I remember reading it, and all these little things that seemed to work very well, and I did a little research and said, yeah, this is known to work. Why is it in the pharmacies? Well, because it can't be patented, and it can't be advertised. Nobody's going to invest money in turning this into a medication if everybody else can go ahead and manufacture and package the same thing. And so much of our current orthodox pharmacology is geared to exclusive rights to maximize profits. There's a lot of stuff that is really good for people that it's simply ignored because they can't make a good profit on it. We know that the cancer industry chooses therapies and treatments that are very expensive to maximize profit. They may not be very good for you. Things that are going to help that are very inexpensive, like hydrazine sulfate, it's simply ignored and dismissed and discarded because there isn't enough profit markup there. We know that there are people who are suffering these very unusual diseases that are being ignored because the pharmaceutical industry is geared toward trying to treat diseases that afflict the maximum number of people here. I want to share a little insight with you I had the other day when I was thinking about this. Here in Hawaii, many years ago, the whaling ships would bring gifts to the kings and queens of Hawaii. And one of the gifts they brought were chickens. And somehow the idea that these were things to eat didn't get across in the translation. And so the kings and queens of Hawaii kept the chickens as pets, and they just let them run wild and free. And if you see the chickens on the island, the wild ones, the feral chickens, they're magnificent, beautiful birds. And then you go look at the chickens that are in these farms that are being grown for food, and they're plump and they're kind of dull and ugly and listless. They don't look the same as the wild chickens. They don't behave the same way as the wild chickens. And you begin to realize there's a huge difference between how animals look in the wild versus how they look after the factory farms have gotten hold of them and they feed them the cheapest food possible, and they load them up with drugs to make them more profitable. And after a while, looking at all the contaminants we see in our corporate food that is in the supermarkets, that we're being told we must eat. Don't you dare grow a vegetable garden on your own property. Had a big story about that. In fact, in Canada, this couple that's growing vegetables on their own property, and the Canadian government has said, you got to take out most of that. You're not allowed to have that. Go back to the store and buy your food there. And you begin to realize that our current human state, as we're fed the cheapest fodder possible, from the point of view of the corporations, there's really very little difference between, you know, a herd of cows and a flock of chickens and a cluster of human beings. It's still the same thing. Maximize profit, cheapest food possible, load it with chemicals to maximize the profit. We know food corporations put chemicals in the food to make us gain weight, to make us want to eat more to maximize the profits. And we're seeing the same distortion of the natural human form under this kind of chemical-laden food that you see with the chickens and the chicken farms and the cattle and in the cattle farms. And you realize when you go to a farm and you see those animals, that's not what they would look like or act like if they were still wild. And it's such a dramatic difference seeing the feral chickens here in Hawaii versus farm chickens. And you realize there's something about that farm process, that feeding the cheapest food, that processed nourishment. They're not getting all the nutrients they should be getting. There's something, you know, that's distorting the natural state of the chicken. And I think we're basically at a point of recognizing the same thing has been happening to people. Because we know from the fossil record, you know, humans before the arrival of giant food corporations, humans didn't look and act the way that we do now. You know, where our entire species is being distorted by this chemical onslaught that's coming on. And yeah, we do need to get back to making sure we're properly nourished. We understand in a lot of places, by the time the food gets from the corporation farm through the corporation warehouse, through the corporate supermarkets, much of that nutrient value is lost because the food, once it's harvested, it's starting to already decay. And so we're all eating food that is in the beginning stages of rotting away from us. And if you go out back of your supermarket and you look at how much food has been tossed out because it's now obviously rotted, you know, then you begin to understand the stuff that's in that little shelf, in that package and everything, it's partway there already. And I think that's another reason why we're not really as well nourished. We eat a lot, but we're not well nourished because of it.
You're right. And it's been 15 years since my heart attack. And we used to buy chicken from the store, and I hated it. And the way it cooked, the color of the bones, it never seemed to taste right. I always thought it had way too many antibiotics. So I said to the wife, I said, let's start having our own chickens. Well, the only thing that we could really get our hands on were what they call meat chickens. And they waddle mm-hmm. like ducks. And you feed them chemical food with a lot of antibiotics in it because that's the way they want you to do it. I didn't even want to do that anymore because they wouldn't, at 11 and 12 weeks, they were starting to have heart attacks and die on us because they just wouldn't stop eating. And you look at normal chickens can move fast, but these things waddled like ducks, and it was ridiculous. But because these chickens are ready for the table in 7 to 8 weeks, and the other chickens are 12 to 15 weeks, there was much more profit to be able to turn these things over faster.
Exactly right. We got to take a break for commercials. Got to take a break for commercials. Hold that thought. I want to come back to this in a little bit after these words from our sponsors.
Calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back. Stop collection calls and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Don Wiskin of Extendivite. We're talking about the nutritional value of the food that we are eating, that we get from the supermarket. And folks, you really need to understand how much time passes between the moment that food is harvested and the time you get it into your shopping cart. And it's a very, very long time. And the supermarkets, if you go out back and look in the trash bin, they're constantly throwing away food that has reached the point in its decay where it no longer looks saleable. And what that tells you is the food that's still on the racks and the counters and everything, it's somewhere along that process here. And you need to recognize that. Now, I'm old enough and I'm fortunate enough, I grew up on a farm when I was a kid. I lived on a farm. We grew a lot of our own food. We had vegetable gardens. We had natural chickens, not these ones they've come along with later, the so-called food chickens. We had the chickens. It took a long time to mature to be food animals. We had fresh eggs, and I remember very clearly the difference between farm fresh food and what you get at the market. It is quite striking, and I was reminded of that again when we had to leave Los Angeles following my blacklisting, and we were living up in Washington State, and we were living right in the middle of farming country. And we could buy our food from the farms all around us. And, yeah, it was just amazing how good that was. And since coming here to Hawaii, of course, everything we have, you know, 90% of the stuff in the store is from three time zones away at a minimum. And you can taste that difference. If you've never known farm fresh, you don't know any better. Just like those farm chickens, you know, in that feedlot, and they're gobbling up that grain that's being fed to them, they don't know any better either. And it is a real big shock. So, yeah, you have to wonder what's going on. But over and above all the chemicals that are thrown into the food to try and delay the decaying process, time and travel is against the side of fresh and nutritious food.
And we're eating food that we shouldn't be eating. We're eating food that's coming from all around the world. Like in the wintertime, for instance, here in Canada and the United States, if we eat a banana in the winter, I'm on the east side, so that banana would have been grown in Costa Rica. Our body reads the ions in the food and thinks that we're in Costa Rica, so it slows down the process of the nutrients, waiting for the overflow of vitamin D from the sun that you're not getting because it's wintertime and you're bundled up, wearing lots of clothes, and so it cools down your body, and in some people can even cause mild depression. They call it SAD, seasonal affective disorder. And
okay.
It's from eating soup or eating fruit during soup weather, because you should be eating soup. That's what our body knows. Everything is changing, and it's changing because of how convenient it is to ship stuff all over the world now. So I remember when I was young, I'm 57, so when I was young, we would get a case of oranges at Christmas time, but that would be the only oranges we'd get during the whole winter.
You know, that I have to be very honest. I know seasonal affective disorder relative to lighting environments and everything, and I went through many, many years ago when I was down in Australia working on a project, and just every once in a while I'd feel this physical shock because the light and shadows on the ground were traveling the wrong direction, and my body was just saying there's something wrong with the way the light's behaving down here. But I really hadn't thought before about the idea that the food that you're eating, if it's out of season, it's sending confusing messages to your body, because humans have been around in their present form for at least a half a million years. We're used to eating the food that we find growing during the seasons. And I didn't really think before that if we start having this food from other parts of the world, summer foods in the winter, that it's actually going to be sending confusing signals to our bodies. I hadn't thought about that before.
Well, we're thousands of years old. We've been around forever. And in the past, like let's just use cherries as an example, because one time this herbalist said to me, he says, when the cherries are ripe, you smell the cherries. You desire the cherries. You gorge yourself on the cherries the first day, and maybe the second day. And the third day, you might have some more. But then you slowly get so you don't want it anymore. Well, our body is intelligent enough to store the trace minerals and nutrients that it needs from that fruit until it's in season again next year.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how our bodies have been working. And now we're introducing things like bananas, which, you know, we used to see occasionally in the summer, but we hardly ever saw them in any other time of the year. Now we get them all year round. They harvest them green. They put them in a warehouse. They keep them cold. When they send them off to the market, they use ethylene gas to ripen them. They put them on the shelves. You have to eat them before they turn black. But your body does read the ions in that food, because the ions in that food says that it's in bright sun and it's warm and it's beautiful. And you're in the winter with maybe 8 or 9 hours worth of sunshine, you're covered up, you're not getting any of that vitamin D into your skin. And they're finding now that vitamin D is very important because of, you know, the fact that we don't get enough sun in the wintertime.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Being here in Hawaii, we're very lucky because bananas grow all over the place here. And again, eating a banana that has just come off the tree versus going to the store and getting a banana that's in the freezer case. Again, you can immediately taste the difference there. Don, we've got one more commercial break, and when we come back, I want you to share with everybody your website and your product and sort of wrap up on this situation. I'm sorry I kept you a little longer, but we'll deal with that when we come back from the commercial break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're finishing up here with Don Wiskin from Extendovite. And Don, before I give the microphone back to you, I want to go back to something that you said about the cherries, where they come into season and you'll just gorge yourself on them and for 2 or 3 days, and all of a sudden you just sort of lose interest in them. And we've all been through that experience. I know it's kind of almost sometimes used as a comedy stereotype that women who are pregnant will all of a sudden get strange food cravings. And, you know, they always joke about pickles and ice cream and the rest of it. But food cravings are recognized as the body's sending a message. I need this. And I know a lot of the more natural, organic-leaning nutritionists tend to say that if you're having a craving, you should give into it because your body is trying to tell you, you know, what it needs. And if you ignore the craving and go and try and eat something else, you're probably going to eat more and more of what you don't need because your body is telling you what you do need and you're not paying attention, which is why sometimes these artificially structured diets where you eat this at this time and you eat that at that time may fail to work because your body's needs aren't being met and you're loading up on a lot of junk that your body doesn't need and will, of course, convert to fat. Now, you have to be careful because some cravings can be the result of bad diet habits like sugar. There was a book many years ago called Sugar Blues, which talked about this sugar cycle. You'd eat a lot of sugar, you'd get all this energy, your body would start producing more and more insulin, and all of a sudden you'd become sugar deficient and you'd crave more sugar. And in that case, that's a craving that really won't work. But I think when you're talking about fruits and vegetables and even meats occasionally, if you're craving a certain something to eat, it's because there's something in there that your body is currently short of. Anyway, I've yakked enough, and we've gone over our normal time here and everything. Would you please again share your product and your website with our listeners?
Sure. Thank you very much. It's Extendovite, and vite is Latin for life, so we call it Extend Your Life with Extendovite. It's heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com, and our toll free number is 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. And, go to our website, take a look, see what we have to say. It's something that will really enhance and improve and change your life. Even if you're not ready to be changed, it will help you to improve and to feel better.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Yeah, life is definitely too short. You only live once, but if you do it right, once will be enough.
Well, I like to say, don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. And if you get on Extendivite, maybe you won't be one of those many that it's denied to.
I'm getting a lot of that from people as I approach my 60th birthday this next month, and they're saying, yeah, it sucks to get old, but consider the alternative. And at this point, I have outlived so many other members of my immediate family. My mother died at 47. Actually, my father died at a considerably older age than I did, but this last year I lost my youngest brother, and that was a bit of a shock. And I think that's kind of definitely a major part of what motivated me to really start thinking about my health issues. Because I know I'm not going to live forever. I want to outlive my wife so that she doesn't have to live without me.
You to live and be on the radio as long as you can be because we love the message that you're bringing out to us, Michael. So keep taking that Extendivite and live long.
I'm going to keep on taking it. I'm going to live long enough to see peace break out, and after that, I don't care what happens. Thanks a lot, Don. We'll be talking to you again in the very, very near future.
Thank you.
All righty. That was Don from Extendivite, and in the midst of all of this opposition against war and everything, we have to take care of ourselves so that we are there for the long run for this contest, if you will, between those who desire war and those who desire peace. Now, interestingly enough, before I get back into the war and peace thing, I'm watching NBC's coverage of the Olympics, and they're in that pre-show run-up to the opening ceremonies. And you know what's kind of weird? I'm just looking at it from time to time. I'm not paying a lot of attention of it, but the last time I looked, which was during the last commercial break, it's a fashion show. They're showing all the Olympic fashions, and they got the website down below where you can log in and buy the Olympic fashions. This is what the Olympians are wearing. Don't you want to buy? They really have turned it into this major commercial venture. And I understand it cost NBC a lot of money to get this franchise, and they're trying to maximize their profit. But it just kind of, to me, it kind of undermines the spirit of the Olympics. To just be peddling so many things. Again, I'm not going to be paying a lot of attention to that. What I am paying attention to, I've gone over to Twitter, and I'm looking at the feed regarding Syria. And apparently what's coming out from that part of the world is that Israel is out there just lobbying for regime change, lobbying, pushing as hard as they possibly can. Again, what is coming from Syria itself is this hired mercenary army is stopped dead in its tracks. They've made a few token gains, but they've lost a lot more than they've won. And that is why I really am concerned that if the U.S. government, well, I think the U.S. government is probably considering at least sending in a stealth plane strike against Aleppo and possibly even Damascus to try and turn this thing around and allow them to conquer it under the pretense of this as being another popular revolution. So we're going to be taking a very, very, very close look at that. Now, we're also getting confirmation again on this story that James Holmes was, in fact, a patient of a psychiatrist in the run-up to this attack on the movie theater. Now, you need to understand the difference between a psychiatrist and a psychologist. A psychologist has gone through therapy and counseling and learning how to basically talk with people and bring out traumas in order to deal with them. A psychiatrist starts out as a medical doctor and then adds psychology on top of that. So a psychiatrist is allowed to prescribe mind-altering medication. And psychiatrists cost a lot more money because of their additional medical training. And so if James Holmes is seeing a psychiatrist, it's because a regular psychologist could not help him. And that means the psychiatrist, in all probability, was prescribing medication for him. Remember last week when they were saying, oh, yes, he was on Vicodin. And I said, I think they're trying to imply that's all that Holmes was on. They're not saying he wasn't on anything else, but they're making a big deal about his 100 milligrams of Vicodin, which is no big deal. They were like waving it around. See, he was on this painkiller. And they were letting everybody assume that that was all that he was on. And I said, I don't think we should assume that. Now, Holmes's lawyer had filed a document with the court saying that he was a psychiatric patient. I want to know what he was being prescribed. Because we know there is a documented history linking antidepressants with otherwise inexplicable violent acts by patients where they'll kill their neighbors, they'll kill their families, they'll kill themselves. I remember one case, guy on SSRIs killed his family. And after it was all over, and they said, why did you do it? And he's just sitting there saying, I don't know. These chemicals are just running through the brain, flipping switches back and forth, and who knows what is going to happen. And I'll tell you a big reason of why that happens. Doctors and psychiatrists and psychologists like to presume that all human brains are identical. Just, you know, IBM PCs, you got a whole shelf full of them, you put the same software into them, they're all going to behave exactly the same. But the human brain doesn't work that way. The moment we are born, our brain's similarity to our fellow human beings begins to diverge because our brains are controlled by our life experience. Our current thoughts today are built on the foundation of all of our life experience up to this point. And you start going in there and you start playing with that, and you don't know what the previous life experience is, you're going to get unexpected results. And that's exactly what's been happening here. Now, one of the things I like about eating natural, organic, non-genetically modified organisms, food, the reason I try and avoid all of this new medication coming down and prefer herbal remedies and stuff like that, stuff from the garden. We have been evolving on this planet for billions of years, all life together. And that means that our body chemistry, which is very similar to the chemistry of all other life, at the basic lowest level of our biochemistry, there's a tremendous amount of similarity. And that means there aren't any surprises. When you go out there and you eat garlic, there are going to be no surprises down the road because we've been around for a long time. Garlic's been around for a long time. There are no surprises. All these new chemicals that are in the drugstore that have never existed before, and they're only tested for a very short amount of time, and they say, oh, they took it and they didn't kill it, didn't kill the person. We can put it on the market. And there are surprises because these are chemicals that we have not coexisted with and co-evolved with. And that's why there are so many problems out there. But nobody wants to go back to using herbal and natural remedies for common medical ailments because you can't patent it. You can't get exclusive rights. We were talking yesterday about how the manufacturers of thalidomide knew 2 years before it was finally pulled from the market that it was causing birth defects among the patients. But they kept on selling it because it made money. Now, another story, I'm trying to find where that was. Here's a good one. There are some drugs for multiple sclerosis, and they're now finding out the most widely prescribed medication for treating multiple sclerosis has found that it actually has little or no effect on halting the patient's progression toward disability. This was reported in the New York Times. The drug does seem to help reduce the brain lesions and limits the frequency of relapses, but other than that, it's pretty much worthless actually treating the disease itself. But it's profitable, so they're going to keep on selling it. By the way, we're already getting warnings. New swine flu virus. It's infected 4 people at the U.S. County Fair. They're running up here to declare a new pandemic to chase us all back into the arms of the vaccine salesman. It's a pandemic. 4 people got infected. And this time we really, 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 really mean it. It's traveling Wild West medicine show. And I know I sound like somebody who's just completely mistrusting the entire pharmaceutical industry, and I am. I absolutely am. I'm not anti-science. I come from a science background, very strong science background. I understand the potential of what science can do to advance the human race and our civilization. What I am opposed to is how science, like politics and even religion, get hijacked by the money junkies, who will say, this is scientific, therefore put it in your body. And it turns out to be just more junk, more snake oil. Speaking of snake oil, there was a story a few days ago about how NASA had declared that 97% of the Greenland ice sheet surface melted in 4 days. And it's a headline designed to resell this idea of massive global warming all over the place here. 97% of the Greenland ice sheet surface melted in 4 days. It's a nonsensical claim. We're in the middle of summer. We can presume 100% of the Greenland ice sheet surface, emphasis on surface, is melting every single day. And they're trying to say that the ice sheet is melting at a faster rate than they've ever detected before. Well, this is a brand new satellite, so they don't really know because there's been calibration issues with earlier satellites. But I have a question for you. How many volcanoes are there in Greenland underneath that huge ice sheet? Don't feel bad if you don't know. It's a trick question because nobody knows. If we just take the average instance of volcanoes around planet Earth, there have to be some up there in Greenland underneath that ice. And what if they're erupting? Yeah, you're going to see the rate of ice melt at the surface increase. So, speaking of volcanoes, there was an amazing video of the explosion of this volcano, Sakurajima, in Japan. Now, it erupted a little while ago. This eruption was explosive. The concussion waves were so great, you could see it in the overhead clouds. Because where the air pressure increases, the clouds would thin out because it's able to absorb more water. And then as the concussion wave passed, the clouds would become denser because the air pressure dropped and more moisture would precipitate out. And it was just very clearly visible on this thing. And, of course, the running joke is James Bond just blew up Blofeld's secret base because this is the volcano that was used in the movie You Only Live Twice as the secret base destroyed in the film's final moments from which the spacecraft's stealing rockets were launched. Life imitates art, I guess. NBC News is reporting the state of the reactors in Japan. It's still deteriorating. This incident is not over. Nothing has stabilized at Fukushima. So they're saying all we can do is pray, meaning all you can do is wait. And it's either going to get really bad or not, and time alone will solve that. They can't fix it. They can't repair it. Apparently, the latest conclusion is that three of the four reactors, the fuel did melt and resolidify, which means removal is going to be an absolute, absolute nightmare. More concerns about Facebook privacy issues, that they're spying and stealing more data. I guess they got to make up that $7 billion they've lost on the IPO, so now they're taking your private information and selling it to whoever they want. Apparently, Skype is handing over chat data to law enforcement, willy-nilly. No more privacy online. Not that there really was. I think anybody who thought they could go on a blog or a smartphone or a laptop and communicate with other people in some kind of privacy, that was kind of naive, unless you have your own encrypted system. And I noticed PGP phone kind of went away really, really fast. And the government's keeping a tight control on encryption. You're only allowed to use encryption. They already know how to break. Same scam they pulled with the Enigma machines at the close of World War II. We're going to take a break for our commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our show today after these words from our sponsors.
Calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back. Stop collection calls and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're running down to the end of our program here, going into the weekend here, watching the Olympics. Keeping an eye on Aleppo, looking for those little stealth bombers up in the sky over Damascus. And meanwhile, we're getting a story. CNN's Jim Walton is going to resign. He's the current CNN president. He's been with the company 30 years. He's stepping down, seeing the company. CNN needs new thinking. I'm not doing anything right now. I'm going to make myself available for the job. If CNN would like to hire me and bring me to Atlanta to go on getting the truth out to the American people, I think it would probably improve their ratings. I mean, I've already got more people reading my website than watch Anderson Cooper, so I think it'd be a good business decision right after we freeze that snowball down there in the dark regions. By the way, a little piece of news that just came out. Once the stock market is over, they ran the stock market up today with all this talk about all these glowing reports and everything. Ran the stock market up so the banks would stay solvent for 1 week, and then they release the retail numbers. They release the spending. And the consumer spending has gone downhill. Now, remember, the United States economy, despite all the money for bombs and all the rest of it, we are a consumer-driven economy. And consumer confidence in July dropped to the lowest level this year. People are not buying products, but they waited till the end of the stock market day, till the market was closed, to let that little piece of information out. And of course, by Monday, everybody will have forgotten about it because we've got the Olympics to think about. And the amazing come from behind victory of those popular uprising in Syria, on to Iran, so forth and so on. All righty. Down in Miami, a U.S. Customs agent was arrested and has now pled guilty to groping the breasts of women, pulled aside for special investigations at the Miami International Airport. Let's see. The indictment accused the Customs and Border officer of intending to abuse, humiliate, and degrade the victims and to arouse and gratify the defendant's sexual desire. How dare he do that? That's the TSA's job. By golly, they will give him what for, I'm sure. Meanwhile, up in Chicago, Rahm Emanuel is trying to basically say it's time to close the chapter on the Berg scandal. Now, this is the guy who was arrested and prosecuted for torturing suspects to obtain confessions. And Emanuel wants the city to move past the scandal. But of course, everything the Nazis did in the last century, we'll never forget that. We'll remember that forever. We'll make you remember that forever. Another stinky bad story. Apparently in Los Angeles, the sheriffs kicked down the wrong door and dragged a former beauty queen out of her bed naked. I guess from the point of view of the detectives, that wasn't the wrong door. Wow, look at what we got. Florida cop fired for picking up hookers while on duty. My goodness. All right, that's it for our show. Have a good weekend. We'll be back Monday on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well. Keep an eye out for all of this underhanded stuff trying to start a war. Support Republic Broadcasting. Have a good time and aloha, America.